This is the World Challenge Devotion for Wednesday, April 6th. The Love of God Shines on You by David Wilkerson. These words of Jesus touch my soul. Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Matthew 6, verses 31 and 32. Jesus is warning about the heathen tendency to worry. He tells us that worry over our job, family, future, or survival is a heathen's way of living. It is the attitude of those who have no heavenly Father. They do not know God as He desires to be known, as a caring, providing, loving Father in heaven. To all who believe, it is not enough to know God only as the Almighty, the Creator, the Lord of all. He also wants us to know Him as our Heavenly Father. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew 6:34. With these plain words, Jesus commands us, do not give a thought, a single worry, to what may or may not happen tomorrow. You can't help anything by worrying. When you fret, you're only doing as the heathen do. We are to go on loving Jesus. We are to move on, casting all our cares on Him. Rest in His faithfulness. Our Heavenly Father will see to it that we are supplied with all the essential things of life. I wonder if the angels are baffled by all the worry and anxiousness of those who claim to trust in the Lord. To those celestial beings, it must seem insulting to God that we worry as if we had no caring Father in heaven. What perplexing questions the angels must ask among themselves, like, do they not know the Father sends us to take charge of them in times of danger? How can they fret and worry when they know God possesses all power, all wealth, and can supply the needs of all creation? How can they accuse their heavenly Father of neglect as if He isn't true to His word? The birds sing while we complain and speak of fear and anxiety. The lilies of the field stand tall in their glory, while we wilt and bend before the smallest wind of adversity. You most definitely have a Heavenly Father. Trust in Him. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.